The exception handler can also read in a string from the keyboard. The code is 8, and the service requires data in two registers. A0 contains the address of a buffer in the data section, and A1 contains the length of the buffer. The length of the buffer is needed so that the service does not read more characters than the buffer can handle. Register A1 contains the length in bytes of the input buffer. Up to A1-1 characters are read from the keyboard and placed in buffer as a null terminated string. The last byte of the buffer is filled with null. The user ends the string by hitting Enter on the keyboard. The Enter character appears in the buffer as the newline character, hex 0A. This byte is followed by the null byte. If the user enters a string that is exactly A1-1 characters long, then the newline character is omitted from the buffer. But, no matter what, there is a null at the end of the data in the buffer. If you use a large buffer, say 132 characters, and the user types in, oh, say 24 characters, the 24th character will be followed by newline, and that character will be followed by null. You can make a buffer that's much larger than the number of characters you expect.